The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee wants to move fast on a bill that would force agencies to think differently about how they track and apply data to everyday work. The Foundations for Evidence-Based Policymaking Act has the legs to move forward quickly. House Speaker Paul Ryan is a sponsor. But as Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco reports, other bills under consideration in that committee may not have the star power to move so fast, and Nicole joins me now in studio. All right, Nicole, let's begin. What is the Foundations for Evidence-Based Policymaking Act? Please don't tell me they're calling it FEVBA.
No, I don't think there's an acronym for this one yet, although we will get to some bills that have some fun acronyms a little bit later. But you might remember the Commission on Evidence-Based Policymaking.
That just sunsetted.
Exactly. And pretty quickly, House Speaker Paul Ryan and also Senator Patty Murray turned around a bill that pretty much puts the recommendations that that commission had into this legislation. And, you know, what's interesting here is this bill would basically create a brand new position at many agencies. It's called the Chief Evaluation Officer, and that person would be in charge of making sure that agencies have these plans, the systems in place, so that they can use the metrics, the data they already have, to track their progress on agency programs.
I guess maybe the question is, how would that fit in with the chief performance officers that some of them have?
Right. I think that part is a little unclear, but I saw that and said, okay, wow, we might get a new, you know, member to the C-suite here based on this bill. Now, Congressman Blake Farenthold, he is a he's an advocate for this bill. He's on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And he says, you know, this is really just some common sense material here.
What that does is it creates within all agencies somebody who's in charge of gathering the information that the agency has and making it available and working with other agencies so we can use the evidence-based information that we have to set policy and to make laws. Again, similar to the OpenGov Data Act, the idea is Agency 1 has all this information. Agency 2 has their own copy that they developed at a separate cost, about half that. And if you put all of those together, the agencies would be able to make better use of that. The Congress would be able to make better use of that. And we get better laws and better customer service. I mean, that's kind of the broad general view of that.
That's Congressman Blake Farenthold. And, you know, he, speaking a little bit more about what that chief evaluation officer would actually do. Now, he says because House Speaker Paul Ryan is on this bill, he thinks it can move pretty quickly. He thinks that it's a good sign that he is so strongly advocating for this bill.
And what about on the Senate side?
Well, we have Senator Patty Murray. It's unclear. I mean, this bill will go to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Haven't seen any sign of when they're going to take this up.
Farenthold thinks it's going to move quickly.
Yeah, and he explains that here.
And with Speaker Ryan's support, I think this will see the House floor. It may actually, if we move fast enough, in addition to the OpenGov Data Act, which is Section 2 of this bill, could also be attached to the NDAA. So we're really trying to make better decisions based on data.
So the bill did pass committee. It passed the committee yesterday. And if this goes to the House, I mean, it could go into the NDAA. House and Senate lawmakers are conferencing on that right now. So this could be reality pretty quickly.
Sounds like baseball sabermetrics applied to maybe the federal government. Maybe they'll do better than the Dodgers did. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, and there's some other bills you're looking at, too.
Yeah, so you mentioned acronyms, and here's one, the Ensuring a Qualified Civil Service or EQUALS Act. And this extends the probationary period that most federal employees are under from one year to two. And this bill has come up time and time again. It has not been able to pass for some reason. A lot of advocates for this bill say that this is a benefit for the employee and the supervisor because it essentially gives employees more time to go through that training and supervisors more time to see if their employees are actually going to make good ones in the future. I talked to Chris Detzler. He's the president of the National Council of Social Security Management Association. And he told me that claims specialists at the Social Security Administration, for example, they take 4 months of classroom training. They then have mentoring and then practical training as well. And he says sometimes it can take 3 to 4 years before they're fully independent. They know all the laws, regulations, policies. They can speak with someone on the phone without having to ask someone else for help or guidance. So from his point of view, this is a really just a common sense tool. This is a good idea.
Well, I would think, you know, in the first 2 years, you would be on probation, or first year, 2 years seems like a long time to me, frankly. And whether you are show up on time, whether
right.
you behave properly in a workplace setting, and whether you're generally compatible with other people. With respect to becoming an expert, that, as you say, takes 4 or 5 years, maybe, I guess maybe in some sense you never stop growing in that job. Then if you turn out to be a lousy adjudicator 6 years down the line, there should still be a way of moving you out or into something else.
Well, I think we can say that the civil service laws that we have maybe aren't as flexible as the scenario you just described. But, you know, this concept of a 2-year probationary period, it does get some criticism from federal unions who, you know, want to see their employees have the ability to appeal adverse actions or disciplinary actions quickly. When you're under probation, your probationary period, you're usually not able to do that. Congressman Jerry Connolly introduced an amendment that would kind of delay this whole concept. He says we should study the concept of extending probationary periods. That amendment failed. The bill moves on in committee. A couple other interesting items, one called the PREPARE Act. It's the Preparedness and Risk Management for Extreme Weather Patterns Assuring Resilience and Effectiveness Act, another acronym.
I love when they back into the title from starting with the acronym.
Yes, exactly. So what this does, kind of interesting here, it creates an interagency council. It gets all of the agencies that might play a role in responding to hurricanes, wildfires, et cetera, gets them to form a council and meet, come up with plans, ways to tackle some of these extreme weather events that we saw, you know, especially this year.
Well, extreme weather events and extreme events, period. I know that we heard earlier this week that the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, is trying to enlist state fire marshals and state forestry people in his battle to try to convince Congress to fund their firefighting activities differently, because they're drawing from other sources to meet their firefighting needs. And he wants that to be more modeled like FEMA rather than just an annual appropriation.
Yeah, in theory, this council would discuss ideas like that. The Deputy Secretary of DHS and the Office of Management and Budget Deputy Director would lead this council. So kind of an interesting approach there from Homeland Security, but then also from the standpoint of how are we going to pay for this?
All right. So a constellation of bills. You got to keep your eyes peeled and see what happens. Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.